did you do in during the Depression? Did you do much trading, or was there plenty of money if you could get it, or was money scarce, or how? During the Depression.
Oh, it was scarce. My son, who owns this feed store, was going to college at Sunflower Junior College, and we let him take the car to take football players, you know, to that place where they had to play ball to help pay his way through college. And when we'd get an extra dollar, we'd put it in the envelope and send to him. It was just that scarce.
When someone would pay his bill at your store, would you ever, as a kind of appreciation, give him something?
Just thank him.
I see. Sometimes people have told me that when they would pay a bill at the end of the month, the grocer might give him an apple or something. You
know. Oh, we've done that a lot of times, but we didn't call it, you know.
I've heard strange words for that, a broadus or a pilum or a
no,
bonus.
I don't know.
That's nothing.
We didn't.
If someone was very reluctant to get rid of, to spend any of his money, what would you call him?
Cheapskate.
Just a cheapskate. And when someone would come in and say, how much do I owe you, what would you say in the old days to you? What would you say back to him? Well, let me
add up your bill, or let me see.
Would you use reckon?
We had records. We had everything itemized.
But I mean, would you have said to him, let me reckon?
No, I never did say that.
How is reckon used?
I reckon you, let's see. I used that not long ago, something in my granddaughter. I called my attention to it. I reckon it's not too late or something. In other words, I reckon it's not too late means that you guess it's not too late or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Reckon seems to have those two meanings of adding up or... would you tell me how you prepared things? Did you have a lot of paper to use for, you could wrap things up in paper or?
Yes, paper and sacks.
And
do you know how to fold a sack? That's an art.
No.
When you get a sack, there's a certain way that you have to do that. Fold it flat. I had to learn.
I see. Was paper more plentiful so that you could?
Oh yes, we would have a big roll of paper, and then we'd have all kind of sacks down under the counter.
Mm-hmm. How would you if you sold a dress in your store? How would you prepare that for the customer?
Well, when I worked in store, we didn't sell. Well, we never have sold the ready-made things. We sold the material, and then we just wrapped that, you see.